talk to most people who live on the coast, and they won't have terribly great things to say about railway travel in the region. As part of the federal budget, which is being handed down tonight, the government has already allocated $5 million for yet another study into duplicating the rail. To help me make sense of all of this is Geoffrey Addison, who is the Sunshine Coast spokesperson for Rail Back on Track, and he joins me now. Geoffrey, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Robbo.
Tell me, this isn't the first study we've had for this, is it?
No, certainly not. I know of about a dozen other studies that have been done since February 2007 on the rail duplication.
Why so many?
Look, probably mainly because they've been inactioned. You know, starting from February 2007, we had the Lansborough to Nambour initial advice statement. That was followed by the Brisbane to Cairns corridor study, rail service and requirement study for TransLink. 2007 November saw the Lansborough to Nambour corridor study. Look, a lot of them, you know, they have dates. The original timetable for rail duplication to Nambour was to Nambour by 2016. Later it became by 2020, then it became 2020 to 2024, then it became 2026, then it became 2026 to 2031. Currently it was now sort of 2041 and beyond. So the timeline has just shifted over the last decades.
So, Geoffrey, why is that? Why is there being no action? Why can't any of this get off the ground, especially after, you say, the 12 studies that have already been undertaken?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. Certainly one that the government is best placed to answer as to why, because they certainly haven't been ignorant of the circumstances. I met with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk when she was the Transport Minister back in 2011, and I gave her a report listing all the previous reports that had stated what needed to be done. You know, reports that where bureaucrats had actually put in uppercase in their reports, there is no do-nothing option if rail is to have a future in this corridor, etc. You know, it's getting pretty serious when you've got bureaucrats putting that, you know, in uppercase in reports, trying to get action. You know, the Sunshine Coast line is shared with freight from Brisbane to Cairns. It's part of the North Coast line overall, so it's a critical freight corridor. Now, just to highlight how critical that corridor is, in January 2014, a truck hit the Price Street Nambour rail bridge. It bent the tracks up 30 centimetres and bent the side girder on the bridge itself.
Wow.
They fixed that bridge in less than 19 hours. They took the bridge down, brought it down to the road, repaired it and had it back up running again, because that's how critical the freight transport situation is. I also had a briefing note from a right to information request back in 2009 when they commissioned the new section of line that was from Caboolture to Beerburrum, and they had a spare locomotive waiting so that if there were any delays to freight locomotives, they could be shunted or moved out of the way, because they didn't want bad media reports of food shortages in the north of the state. So that's how important this rail line is. And for us, it's just a single track. And it not only serves freight, but it serves passengers to the Sunshine Coast and to Nambour.
I'd love to know your thoughts. 0487 993 222, or you can give me a call 1300 903 222, about what you think about this particular rail corridor. I'm speaking with Geoffrey Addison, who is the Sunshine Coast spokesperson for Rail Back on Track. Is it as complicated as it seems, though, Geoffrey? You know, we've had all of these reports in these studies. It would benefit, as you said, both freight and passenger services here on the coast. Is it really this complicated?
No. Well, no, it shouldn't have been. I think it's really just the will to act, or the will to, you know, spend the money. We're a burgeoning region. You know, we're having massive increases in population. We've got Caloundra South Adora there. That's 50,000 people over 10 years. That's a city the size of Gladstone just to our south. And our train services compared to any other region are woeful. You know, there are two trains per day that go up to Gympie North. For the Nambour, our total services, we've got 325. Of those 325 trains, in quotation marks, 75 are literally buses.
Right. All right. What I'm going to do, Geoffrey, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. We will speak more with Geoffrey Addison shortly, but let's get a check of what's happening on the roads.
ABC Radio Traffic.
Morning, Travis.
G'day, Robbo. Looking pretty good on most of your coast roads this check. Just a bit patchy on Maroochydore Road through Maroochydore in those 40k an hour speed limit zones now with school drop-offs underway. A little patchy as well for Alex Parade by the Surf Club there in both directions through Cotton Tree on Aerodrome Road. Not too bad on the Nicklin Way, just a bit busy through Warana and Bock Arena, and also starting to build on Caloundra Road now through Little Mountain around Kawana Way Link Road. A good run on the Sunshine Motorway top to tail, looking good for the David Lowe Way, just slightly under speed through Mount Coolum, but not too bad. And on the Bruce Highway, a clear run till you hit Burpengary, and then you're stuck in traffic there for about 20 to 30 minutes plus to get through that to the Gateway Motorway or to Gympie Arterial Road. From the Australian Traffic Network, I'm Travis Groves with the latest traffic on ABC Sunshine Coast.
Travis, thank you very much. We'll talk to you shortly. I'm being speaking with Jeffrey Addison, who is the Sunshine Coast spokesperson for Rail Back on Track. And we are talking about the duplication of the tracks throughout the Sunshine Coast. $5 million has been put aside in the federal budget, which will be handed down tonight for yet another study. Jeffrey, you were just talking to me that there's already been probably about a dozen studies before. Why do you think that governments just don't bite the bullet?
I can only assume the cost, although it's no more expensive and certainly a lot cheaper than even, you know, light rail to the Gold Coast, for example. That really is a question that, you know, the government needs to answer and the government should answer. But they are doing, you know, they are, to their credit, you know, we've got the current rail works happening, which is duplication from Beerburrum to Beerwa, which is, unfortunately, you know, it should at least go to Landsborough North, because I've got a right to information document that tells me that the capacity improvements won't be achieved until the rail reaches Landsborough. So we have this sort of political impasse. We've got the squabbling over the funding for the project. The current plan as it is very substandard. The works that they're doing for what they call stage one of the current rail duplication plan does not assist freight at all, and freight will reach its maximum by 2023, so it has to be done by then. They're building park and rides that the business case says what wouldn't be required until 2036. So, you know, the decision-making process seems to be seriously flawed by the authorities. The current plan, which is $5 million or the current offering from the federal government, $5 million towards a study, is reliant upon a $5 million grant from the state government as well to do a $10 million study. And that study is actually to improve and allow for full duplication between Landsborough and Nambour.
Right.
So I certainly welcome that opportunity, because the current plan, it just has a couple of passing loop extensions, one at Wombwe and one at Eulo, and it doesn't properly address the freight issue to the full benefit. And, you know, it still limits our train services. We'd still be single track north of Landsborough, which is just extraordinary given our population.
Absolutely. Jeffrey, I'm going to bring in Brian. Brian, good morning to you. You live in Mooloola, and you'd like to have your say on this debate.
That's correct. We're west of Mooloola. Now, look, I think the government, it's just, it's in the too hard basket almost, and these studies are just merely, they could give me the $5 million and I could give them the whole story about Landsborough to Nambour very quickly.
Mm.
Now, it's a lot of money involved, but the thing is that my concern first up, I believe, following Mr. Addison, he's completely right. We're getting the world runaround, but that's what I think you'd call it. But, you know, the social disruption, the damage it's going to do for this very picturesque area from Landsborough through to Eudlo and even through to Palmer, that little picturesque area there, it's very beautiful and very historic. It's going to be destroyed pretty much if they give it the full Monty. It's going to really be majorly destructive during construction and afterwards. Well, it's never going to be the same again at Mooloola, I'm sorry to say, and Eudlo. But I've just had something that's very obvious to me, but if you didn't know the railway line, you wouldn't know it. So when you come out of the North Mooloola Tunnel, The rail takes a big loop around to the right, and it's a massive, massive loop. In fact, when you drive from Mooloola to Eudlo in your car, you cross this railway line twice over two bridges within a space of about a K of each other, or less than a K.
Sure.
And I suspect that if they were to straighten out this track from the North Maroola Tunnel all the way through to the Udlow Station, and maybe a little bit beyond, but there would be a huge area there. They could actually put three tracks in, and that would remove all the uncertainty for the people of Udlow. And they've already purchased a lot of the land there already. So people are up in the air. They're not knowing what's going to happen. And everyone's sort of secretly saying, thank God they're not doing it, unlike Mr. Addison. And I suspect that they could then take all the pressure off all the crossings of Lansborough and Mooloola, where people, you know, cars are continuing to back up. It's getting worse because of the population increases. Now, the other problem is, of course, that railway bridge at Palmwoods, where, you know, the controversial Udlow Road, Woombai Road intersection there at the Duck Pond, that is a really going to be difficult trying to do that through there. What are they going to do? You know, like, it's in the too hard basket.
So we've got an idea, Brian. So people like, so Jeffrey, forgive me if I'm putting words into your mouth, but you support the duplication?
I'm for the definitely duplicate the track, put a double track. Look, the duplication of Lansborough has to happen.
Yep.
And they're just putting, that needs to happen straight away. And the point being about Lansborough is we watched the growth in people using that train service. I remember when there was one or two cars at the car park and going to Brisbane in the morning. Now there's dozens and dozens, and there's not enough room. They need more parks. So therefore, it's obviously a demand for this service.
Yeah. So Jeffrey Addison, what are your thoughts to what Brian has been saying?
Oh, look, absolutely spot on. And that's part of the retrograde position of the current situation, is that S-bend, what I call the Udlow S-bend, will remain. That Udlow S-bend slows down all freight trains and all passenger trains to 40 kilometres an hour. And it's just extraordinary that they would leave it in place and not address it. With regards to the rail line through Palmwoods, the intersection there is an issue. The only way, or the best way, I believe, to resolve that issue is by the rail duplication. Now, the plan for the rail duplication to resolve that would actually move the rail line across so that it runs through the Bowls Club car park. It would be above the Kalora Park Lagoon and continue on straight on a proper alignment and a better grade. And that would eliminate that rail bridge at the bottom of Palmwoods there that causes all the issues, be it flooding, be it transport.
All right. Well, Mickey from Caloundra's on the line. He says that, the route needs to be duplicated ASAP. Is that what you think, Mickey? Mickey, are you there? Oh, we don't have
Mickey. Hello.
Hello, Mickey.
It's your mummy and your daddy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm in the middle of an interview.
Well, Ollie told me to hold on.
All right, yeah, we'll put you back on hold. Oh, my good, Ollie. Okay, sorry, Jeffrey, about that. That was the weirdest thing that's ever happened. So we're talking about that rail corridor. The $5 million is from the federal government, $5 million also from the state government. We've got some other texts here talking about that. It says here that governments hide their inaction behind reports. The great need is obvious. Just do it and build the rail line. That's from David. Also, another one here from Graham. Hi, Robbo. Queensland Rail already own all the houses along the proposed new line corridor, which are rented out. Before any work happens, they would have to provide an equal number of houses for those folk who would lose the accommodation, as the housing market is already extremely tight. Do you think that's a fair comment to make?
Look, I'm sure it is. I know that certainly all the land... I think most of the land in the corridor is actually accounted for. Like, the corridor is 40 metres wide and it allows for four tracks in the future. So certainly where realignments and adjustments occur, that would be an issue. But for the bulk of the line, it isn't, because it's using the existing corridor. The current money from the federal government will also look at allowing for a future fast rail line to run to Nambour as well. So I understand that would be in the mix. With $10 million, I certainly think the hope is that they could actually do a design that would be constructible and allow government, you know, then to fund it and fund it properly and just do it and give the Sunshine Coast what we've needed, what we've been crying out for over a decade. Certainly it has an impact on the socio-economic status of Nambour. There's a report that states it's likely the region would suffer adverse socio-economic effects, unquote, if the rail duplication to Nambour doesn't go ahead. So, you know, it's going to be good for the economy, it's going to be good for freight, and it's going to be good for passengers. So let's hope that, you know, they get together and fund it.
Well, maybe 13 will be the lucky number for the report. Maybe this is the one. Jeffrey Addison from Rail Back on Track, really appreciate your insights this morning.
No, thank you, Robbo.
Thank you, sir.